The Thomas Bay Power Authority, or TBPA, formed in 1974 to explore hydropower potential in Central Southeast. Currently, TBPA is contracted by the Southeast Alaska Power Agency, or SEPA. It operates and maintains the Tyee Hydroelectric Power Plant. That's known as an O&M contract. SEPA CEO Trey Acteson says he understands that TBPA is historically important to Wrangell and Petersburg, but it's not doing the job it was intended to do.
It's listed in the charters of both of your communities. But recognize that the original mission was to further hydro development, not to be an O&M contractor. And SEPA's performing those functions now, and not just locally, but on a regional basis. Clearly, the role of Thomas Bay Power Authority, it just narrowed down to being an O&M contractor.
Acteson says his agency is exploring hydro potential in other communities around Southeast, including Cake and Metlakatla. In the early 1980s, the state of Alaska realized it needed to find alternatives to the increasingly costly diesel generation as a main source of power. The state built hydroelectric projects at four locations that included Swan Lake near Ketchikan and Tyee Lake near Wrangell and Petersburg. Altogether, they were called the Four Dam Pool Projects. The Four Dam Pool purchased the hydro facilities from the state in 2002 and split up 7 years later. Kodiak and Copper Valley Electric went independent. The remaining Panhandle communities became SEPA. But even though SEPA owns the Tyee facility, the two communities it powers are also responsible for paying a portion of TBPA's administrative costs to run the place. Back in May, Petersburg's Borough Assembly decided it would no longer pay its portion of TBPA's admin costs. Assemblymember John Hogue says SEPA should either foot the bill or eliminate the middleman.
SEPA is responsible for running Tyee. That either SEPA should pay, if they're satisfied with Thomas Bay and think it's being run efficiently, then SEPA should be paying all of the costs. Or if SEPA says, no, these are costs like the board members meeting and the insurance that are duplicative, that comes back to the issue of shouldn't we save the ratepayers some money and put Thomas Bay on ice at least?
CEO Trey Acteson says the two agencies are redundant. They even share board members.
To me, it looks just like an extra layer of government. And in this day and age, I would think most people would be in favor of, you know, trying to streamline government a little bit, especially if all the same people are on multiple boards. It's not a good business practice.
But many on the Wrangell side say it's not that easy. Interim borough manager Jeff Jaybush says both communities are still responsible for TBPA. He says just because Petersburg stopped paying doesn't mean the costs have just disappeared.
If Wrangell had not funded it and just said, we're done, you would have had some turmoil there, that you would have bills that weren't getting paid, you would have payroll issues, you would have all kind of chaos with that project until a decision had been made to do one thing or the other. So that was the issue, was just trying to get the communities together to come up with a solution.
Gee, then we had to negotiate very quickly with SEPA to let them take over and absorb your costs, or our costs, shall we say.
Petersburg Assemblymember Hogue says SEPA should step up. Brian Ashton is Wrangell's voting representative on the SEPA board. He says if Wrangell needs SEPA to take over the payments, the Assembly should make a formal request that he can then bring to the board. But he says Wrangell should think carefully before giving up all stakes in Tyee.
If I was on the council, the question I would be asking myself and talking to community members about is, do we want to remove the thumb on that natural resource and lose the contract for managing that natural resource within our borough boundaries?
The lake falls within the borough of Wrangell, so Ashton says Petersburg doesn't have as much to lose by pulling out of TBPA as Wrangell does. And that brings the discussion back to Assemblymember John Hogue's suggestion to put it on ice. And Acteson agrees.
Just let it sit idle for a while. Maybe you want to resurrect it at some other point Maybe you want to develop a hydro project locally and not have CEPA involved. That's fine. I really don't, it doesn't matter to me how you guys approach the future of Thomas Bay. I'm just making some suggestions that maybe you want to give consideration.
The assemblies didn't take any formal action and didn't even reach a real consensus. But both have agreed to discuss the fate of TBPA further in their own meetings and hope to return to the roundtable again in the near future. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Shady Grove Oliver.